Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am, of course, Angela Butler. It's good to have be back this morning. Unfortunately, everyone, the guest on Show Talk with Angela Butler was supposed to be Keith Mao. I apologize for him. He apparently could not make it. I tried reaching him, and no luck. So looks like it's just you and I this morning. I'd like to talk about gun control. Now, President Obama, you know, I don't have anything against President Obama at all, because everybody has the right to feel a certain way. I mean, that's just life. As president, I have the utmost respect for President Obama, but I really feel and know that he is wrong about gun control. Has anyone ever thought about women who have been raped or abused, or men for that matter who have been abused, who have post-traumatic stress syndrome? That's called PTSD. Now, those people also would not be able to own guns. Men that have fought in the war, who have defended this country, who have lost legs, arms, have mental issues from the war, the veterans. It's basically, well, I'm talking about the veterans, men and women veterans who have gave their lives for this country. Now, I feel like the gun control laws that President Obama is trying to pass are wrong. Because there would be so many people who will not be allowed to defend themselves. It's all wrong. For one thing, particularly women who are disabled, unfortunately, and this is not going to be like for everyone, they have the highest chance, they're most likely to be raped or molested. Those who are on, who get disability or who don't get disability or who are mentally retarded or mentally ill. Sometimes this law, I feel, in my opinion, will make these people victims, more, some of them are. And I just really, really believe that President Obama is wrong. But, you know, but like I said, he's the president. I have the utmost respect for President Obama. I think he's very intelligent. I believe that he has did a really good turn. You know, did really good as president. I mean, he didn't do any worse than the presidents before him. Matter of fact, he did he did better, to be honest. But that gun control is not fair. People have the rights about. People have the right to bear arms, okay? And it's really sad how some mentally ill people are getting away with killing people. It's awful. It is. But to take all mentally ill people and put them in one category is not fair. It's not fair. That's like saying all black people think alike, or all black people sell drugs. All know that is not true, and we all know everybody black is not in prison. But there are too many there for nonviolent crimes. Nevertheless, I'll leave that alone. That's another topic, another show. The criminal justice system is another show altogether. But back to what I was saying. People who have post-traumatic stress syndrome, bipolar, major depression. Okay, let's say someone dies in the family. Okay, there's a such thing as having different types of depression. There's a depression that lasts maybe 4 weeks, 6 weeks after you've lost someone you love within your family. Some people get depressed. And if they don't get help, it could depression, the blues, could turn into something more severe. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that mentally ill people do not commit crimes. But what I am saying is the majority of the mentally ill people are victims, are usually victims. Truthfully, I mean, to categorize and put all the mentally ill people in one group and say, you're all murderers, you're all incompetent, you cannot violent abuse or anything. I mean, they won't be allowed to have guns under President Obama's, what he's trying to do. And I know there'll be plenty of people who won't even listen to this show who will disagree with me. And that's okay. That's okay. That's your right to disagree. But there's such thing as free speech. And I'm exercising my free speech. I feel that President Obama is wrong. I also believe, I'm repeating myself, that mentally ill people are mainly victims, and you should not put all mentally ill people in one category and say, okay, just push them out of the way. That's like back in the day when I was coming up, they used to put kids who were, I guess you could say, slowly. And back in the day, they used to keep them in one classroom. Now, that's wrong. That should be illegal to keep them separate from the rest of their classmates. Okay? They should be able to interact with other people. I'm not saying they're still doing that. I'm just saying back in the day when I was in high school. And that's basically what I want to say. I apologize for Mr. Keith Smiles for not showing up. Hopefully he'll get in contact with me. And I'm going to play something by Miss Melba Moore. Try to anyway.
And I know when we used to know each other's names, hanging out all day long and playing silly games. Let's take it back to the good times and take a break. Get back to when we could just consent. We never worried about no arguing, no bother fighting. We used to care about our children, now they're slowly dying. Let's take it back to the good times and take a break.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. That was Miss Melba Moore. She's been a guest on Show Talk with Angela Butler about three times now. Well, not about, three times. And she's a wonderful person, and she has a beautiful big personality and a little woman, little beautiful woman with a big voice and a beautiful voice, soulful voice. All right, now back to what I was talking about. Okay. When I was talking about people dying and their loved ones being left behind and perhaps being depressed and the depression lasts longer than what it's supposed to, sometimes those people have to go on medication. President Obama is categorizing all mentally ill people as the same because of the killings, which are horrible. Killings are horrible, horrible, horrible because of the killings that are going on here in the United States of America, homegrown terrorism. But it is wrong to say that all mentally ill people kill people because that is not true. There are millions of people who are mentally ill in this country who have hurt, who have not hurt anyone. There are mentally disabled people who have hurt, who have not, I'll say, hurt anyone, and they're being punished. And they're being grouped in this category of people. That's wrong. That's wrong. You would think that the United States of America was better than that. Now, I'm not saying there shouldn't be a little change, but huge changes such as with mental illness, who do not have a violent record or anything, I mean, that doesn't make sense. And like I said, the veterans, there's a possibility that there are some veterans who have killed people, okay? Not all of them, but some. And they cannot even see the doctor sometimes, you know. They have to wait all this time just to see a doctor. I mean, we all saw it on TV. But what I'm saying is, I don't agree with President Obama. That's basically what I'm saying. I don't agree with it. Because that means veterans won't be able to have guns either. You know, they served this country and some of them even gave up their lives, so lost their body parts, lost their sight. I mean, you know, so it's wrong. There are women who have been raped who have guns, but they have been diagnosed with a mental illness. That's wrong. That's wrong for them not to be able to have a gun to defend themselves. Especially women of domestic violence who have been beat and beat and beat. They're already beat down mentally. But why continue to beat them down but not allow them to defend themselves? People should be able to defend themselves in their own homes. I don't care if a person is living in a cave or a ditch. People should be able to defend themselves. And I understand that here in Florida, Mr. George Zimmerman, that was horrible. Okay, it was. It is, and that will never change what he did to a 17-year-old, which was abuse and murder because he was a minor and he was a fully grown man. But that's another show also about Mr. Zimmerman. I just feel that I'm right. But I'm entitled to free speech, just like everybody else. And that these are my opinions. This is what I feel is wrong. Everybody's not going to agree with me. I don't expect everybody to. So the women who are in domestic violence shelters, even some men, and they have their children, what are they going to do if those abusers find them? What's going to happen? and they have no way of protecting themselves. So they're supposed to just stand by and let be killed, their children be killed, and they be killed also instead of trying to defend themselves. I look at Miss Marissa Alexandra. She shot up in the air, or shot into a wall. She injured no one, but she got all those years. She hadn't been too long had her baby. Okay, Miss Marissa Alexandra is the woman who shot in the air or into a wall, but she injured no one. Okay, they're saying she endangered the lives of people. How do they not know? She had just had a baby. So she didn't hurt anybody, but yet they're saying that she was wrong. And she hurt no one. But yet, the Attorney General, Miss Angela, I can't think of her last name, down there in South Florida, said that she could, listen to what I'm saying, please. She could not, I'm saying it, Angela Corey could not send, did not get a chance to send George Zimmerman to prison for killing a 17-year-old black male who is a teenager. But yet, she was able to somehow send a black woman, Marissa Alexander. She's not just a black woman either. She's a mother. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's sister. You know, so she did take a plea deal. But, I mean, some understand that these people are killing people. But you have to protect the Constitution. It says you have the right to buy, to have arms, to defend yourself. You have that right. Well, that's being taken away. If this law passed, all that's being, the right to bear arms, all that is going to be taken away. All of it. I mean, to me, that's what it means. And the background check thing, I'm sorry, but if someone really wants to hurt someone, I get to someone, unless they have really good security guards and people all around the FBI agents and surrounding them, if somebody is that full of hatred, that full of evil, that much of rage, they're going to get to the everyday layman anyway, a laywoman. And that's horrible. It's horrible. But I'm just saying that gun control, I'm just saying that if somebody really wants to kill somebody, they're going to find a way to do it. That's all I'm saying. And gun control, I feel, will hurt more people than it would help. And, yes, I am so sorry about those 9 dead people. I feel bad about Sandy Hooks, too. But to blame a whole nation of mentally ill people is wrong. Okay, so I'm going to play as we lay. Try to anyway. Let's see how I do, everyone.
Yes, sister, let's just go.
All right, everyone. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am, of course, Angela Butler. And you just got to listen to Miss Shirley Murdoch. Beautiful woman. Beautiful singer. Soul. Love to listen to her. Okay, let's talk about the laws. Let's talk about the United States Constitution, the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. It says the right of the people to keep and bear arms was adopted on December 15, 1791 as part of the first 10 amendments contained in the Bill of Rights. And then there was the second one. It said that the Second Amendment was based partially on the right to keep English. Okay, the right to keep and bear arms. That it's discrimination to put one people, all people who are mentally ill, and punish them all. I don't know how America's going to do this, but I'm just saying, I just don't agree. Very little that I don't agree with President Obama about. I think he has a beautiful wife and a beautiful family. He's a very intelligent man, and so is his wife. But I just don't agree with him. I do not. And as far as the veterans are concerned, they don't get what they deserve for fighting and defending this country and keeping us safe. They really do not. We also saw, most of us saw television, cyberspace, smartphones or whatever device, most of us saw that how the veterans were being treated by health care and things like that. That wasn't right. That wasn't right the way the veterans did, but that's another show also. But I feel strongly about this, so I decided to come on the air. And as far as Sandy Hooks and Utah and Charleston, South Carolina, that's horrible. It is. Barbaric and horrible. But to punish an entire nation, not the entire nation, but a population in this country, taxpaying people, and they do pay taxes, either on water, garbage, lights, everything. I mean, it's wrong. It's wrong to punish it, all of them. It is. And I just don't agree. And for as women and men that have been abused, who have domestic violence against them, I feel it's wrong. If they have a mental illness and suffer from a mental illness and have been abused and have survived it, they should not be punished any further. I believe people should have the right in the United States of America to keep their guns. And I'm gonna say this. People who listen might not agree, but black people are being killed in this country and in prison in record numbers. And it's went on for over 400 years. Black people are mainly, by statistics, the statistics that I've read, are the main people who don't own guns and are being murdered, and murdered. Okay? That's all I want to say. And that's basically it. Black people are being murdered, and usually they are unarmed. And now President Obama comes along and wants to make it even harder for people to protect themselves and defend themselves. I don't know what the 100% answer is to this. I don't know if there's even a right or wrong answer for this. I just want to say that, though, because I've been talking to people within my own family, and everybody's got an opinion. But it's like I told my family, when it's you that somebody is attacking, and trying to kill or rape or murder, would you feel the same? Would you feel the same if someone was attacking and murder, trying to murder you or rape you? Would you feel the same about gun laws if you suffered from depression, if the shoe was on the other foot? Would they? And they said, truthfully, they don't know. Because it's never happened to them. But anyway, I'm going to try to play one more song. Let's see. I'm here on Show Talk with Angela Butler. And this song is pretty much going to close out the show. But like I said, everybody has the right to free speech. And I just exercised my right for free speech. Song by Miss Melba Moore and Miss Shirley Murdoch, who paved the way for so many people and who opened doors for so many people who I admire and respect greatly. Miss Shirley Murdoch is a minister now, which I think is wonderful. She's helping people. She's, you know. Anyway, let's see. Let's try this song here. Hey. All right, here goes. Come on. Hold on, that's the wrong one. I apologize. Everybody makes errors. Not perfect. Never will be. Doesn't look like it's going to do it for me. So I'll finish Miss Shirley Murdoch and everyone. Have a blessed